If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, 1974, it gives us a great deal of pleasure to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm hoping that this will be a wonderful day in your life. Perhaps you've decided today that it's not worth it, but I want to tell you that it is worth it. If Christ is in your heart, if you have in your heart and life faith to believe what God said, today is worth everything you can put into it. Let me make this suggestion. Get your family ready today and come to the house of God and honor Him. This is His day. And not only that, it's our traditional Thanksgiving day. If there is a nation on all the earth that has a great deal to be thankful for today, it's the United States of America. In spite of all of our economic crises, our governmental and political problems, our educational difficulties, in spite of all of these things, America is blessed of God. And I believe that America has reached the point that she must recognize that without God, we cannot make it. We must come to the point that we realize that America cannot continue to ignore God and drift away from Bible principles without paying the price. Indeed, the Bible says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." We are praying today that all over America on this Thanksgiving Sunday that men and women and families will turn to God. I trust that you've included God in your plans today. If not, make up your mind this moment that Christ will be first. You have a lot to be thankful for in your home and in your family. God has given you health and strength, a job, a place to live. Why don't you stop and count your blessings today? Attend the house of God. And give God the glory for all the wonderful things that He has done. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're looking forward to a wonderful time together as we honor the Lord. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We invite you to come and share the blessings of Bible study for a class, in a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our study today will be in the Gospel according to John, chapter 4. We hope that you'll come and bring the family and study the Word of God together in the Sunday school hour. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. My Thanksgiving message on this Sunday morning will be entitled, Count Your Blessings. And I hope that you'll come and share the Sunday morning worship hour with us. Then at 7, our Sunday evening worship service, I'm going to be speaking from this timely subject, Where is God and what is God doing? What is God doing about the economic situation in the world? What is God doing about the Middle East tension? What is God doing about the universal problem of sin? These are some of the things that we'll be talking about in the message this evening at 7 o'clock entitled, Where is God and what is God doing? I believe you'll want to hear this timely message. The events that are happening worldwide in the United Nations, in Rome, in Tokyo, soon to happen in Moscow, all of the summit meetings, all of the travels of the president, the tension in the Middle East, the uprisings between the Arabs and the Jews, all of these things have biblical and prophetical significance. And I believe you'd like to know the answers from the Bible. So I trust that you'll come this evening at 7 o'clock and hear the message, Where is God and what is God doing? And then we hope you'll write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to hear from you just to know that you received the broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart. Remember, If you'd like to have one or any of the tapes of the messages on Worth Baptist Hour, you may write today to learn how that you can receive these tapes. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, To God Be the Glory. I'm going to read from the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for this Thanksgiving Sunday. We have so much to be thankful for. We thank Thee for the Bible, and for the church, and for Christ, and for salvation. We thank Thee for our freedom of worship, and we pray that men and women all over America today, and young people and boys and girls, would realize just how much we have to be thankful for. And may they come to honor Thee on Thanksgiving Sunday. Bless our nation. Bless our president. Bless our pastors, our people, all across the nation and around the world. And may Christ be honored today as men stop to count their blessings and as we give Thee praise and honor and glory for all that Thou hast done. This is our prayer and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the book of Jude, verse 24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. To God be the glory. I feel somewhat like the songwriter must have felt when he wrote, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, Blessed be the name of the Lord. I would like to shout it from the housetops today. I would like to tell men everywhere of God's goodness, of His power to save, and of His marvelous grace to meet every need of your life. I would like to tell it far and wide. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Well, I would just like to hear the whole universe join in unison to praise God. And you know, my friend, one day we will hear that. John tells us in the Revelation chapter 5 at verse 13, And I heard every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea saying, Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. To God be the glory. First of all, I would say to you, to God be the glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. When the Apostle Paul concluded his magnificent epistle to the saints at Rome in the 16th chapter, at verse 27, he wrote, To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. How can God be glorified through Jesus Christ, you might ask? Well, there are many, many ways in which God can be glorified through Christ. But I think the most wonderful and the most magnificent and the most effective way that God can be glorified through Jesus Christ is the proclamation of the gospel of redeeming grace. Let's look first at the message of the gospel. Just what is the message of the gospel? Well, Paul summarizes it in these words, how that Jesus Christ died and was buried, and on the morning of the third day, He rose again. So the message of the gospel is summed up in these things. First, how Christ died, the death of the Lord Jesus, His atoning death, His vicarious substitutionary sufferings upon the cross, His death, is the essence of the gospel, and his burial, number two, and number three, his resurrection from among the dead. This is the message of the gospel. Then there is a mystery of the gospel. And what is that mystery? That the Gentiles would be saved? No, not really. But that the Gentiles and the Jews would be brought together in one new body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then there's a mandate of the gospel, and that mandate is this. Jesus said, this gospel must be preached to all nations. And this is the task of the church, to preach the gospel around the world. It is glorifying to God that all his creation share in his blessings of the gospel. I read in 1 Peter 3:9, God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, it is the will of God that all men everywhere in Adam's race be saved. The Bible is replete with passages of Scripture that invite all men everywhere to trust Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible tells us that whosoever will may come to him and may drink of the water of life freely. So it glorifies God in the darkest continent of Africa or in the Broadway of the United States, from coast to coast, from pole to pole, from shore to shore, in every village, in every hamlet, in every city, in every county, in every state, in every country, on every continent. It glorifies God when one precious soul trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. So I would say again, to God be the glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then in the second place, I would say to God be the glory in your personal life. God has created you for a purpose. God made you in his own likeness and in his own image. You are God's creature, and God loves you, and God wants out of you a life that will bring honor and glory to himself. I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, at verse 31, Paul writes, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Perhaps you're asking the question, but how can I glorify God in my life? Here I am alone. I don't have many friends. I don't have much family. And here I am in the world. How can I glorify God? Let me submit to you that there are three ways in which your life can glorify God. Number one, your life can glorify God when it is filled with good works. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Secondly, your life can glorify God when your life is productive in the ministry of soul winning. Jesus said in John 15 at verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. If any man abide in me, he shall bring forth much fruit. It is God's will for your life as a Christian to share Christ, to witness for him. And in so doing, you can glorify God as you live every day. Then there's a third way that you can glorify God in your life. You can glorify God when your life reflects the glory of Christ. The little chorus has it, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Maurice was a French soldier in the trenches of France in World War I. He found a muddy copy of the Gospel according to John written in French. He read it and was gloriously saved. In the back of the little booklet there was a place for a man to sign his name after these words, "I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior." So Maurice signed the book. His cousin Jock was in the same outfit. He was an unbeliever, an agnostic, almost an atheist. Days later, when he saw Maurice, he said to him, "Maurice, what has happened to you? There's a new light in your face." Maurice told him the story. And he said, "Here's how I found Jesus Christ." And he turned in the back of the little muddy book, the Gospel according to John, and he said, "Here's where I found him," and signed my name. And so Jock read the little Gospel according to John also. And he too was gloriously saved. And he too signed his name. When he returned from the battlefield, he told his family about the experience. And he said, "You know, I answered all the arguments about God and all the arguments about Christ and about heaven and about hell. But I couldn't answer the glory in the face of Cousin Maurice." My friend, today, when Jesus Christ is alive in you, when the dynamic of Christ is working in your life will reflect the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that in turn will glorify God. So I repeat, to God be the glory in your life. In the third place, I would say, to God be the glory in the church. We read in Ephesians 3:21, "Unto God be glory in the church by Christ Jesus." How can God be glorified in the church? Well, God can be glorified when the church is experiencing revival, when the church is expounding the Word of God, and when the church is evangelizing the world. And I believe that God is glorified in Worth Baptist Church today, because while this broadcast fills the air, over 65 missionary families around the world are preaching the same gospel. In fact, today in Ecuador, Worth Baptist Church will start a new church through our missionary, Brother Mel Neal, and his family. Yes, God is being glorified in the church today. Then fourthly, I believe we can say, to God be the glory throughout all eternity. We read in 1 Timothy 1:17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, be glory both now and forever." How can God be glorified throughout all eternity? First, because His will shall be done on earth. Second, because His plan will have been executed for all mankind. And third, because all of His children will be at home. You parents know what it is for your children to be away from home. Some of you anxiously waiting now for them to come for the Thanksgiving holidays or the Christmas holidays, so you know what it is to have your children away from home. Well, has it occurred to you that many of God's children are away from home today? One day we shall all be at home together with Him. I read where a Christian engineer who was longing to meet his departed loved ones in heaven was addressing a group of railroad men. He arose and said, "Gentlemen, I can't begin to tell you what Jesus Christ means to me. Years ago, every night as I neared the end of my run, I would open the whistle as we came around the curve, and I would look up to the top of the hill where stood a little cottage. There my mother would be standing and wave at me as I would go by. As my engine would go shooting into the tunnel, she would go back inside and say to my daddy, 'Thank God, Daddy, Benny is safe home tonight.' Now, Mother and Daddy are both gone, and there are no loved ones to welcome me. But I've been thinking that someday, when I finish my earthly run and draw near the gate of heaven, I shall see that same little couple waiting for me. And I shall hear my precious mother say to my dear old dad, 'Daddy, thank God, Benny is safe home at last.'" Oh, my friend, that's going to be a wonderful hour. Are you ready for it? Will you be at home with all the redeemed and ransomed children of God? You can be by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ this moment. Well, I have this footnote, and then I shall be through. It would glorify God today for you to do what God wants you to do with your life. If you are unsaved, it would glorify God for you to trust His Son as your Savior right now. If you do not belong to the church, it would glorify God for you to come today and unite with God's people. It would glorify God for you to surrender your life to Him and for you to thank Him today on this Thanksgiving Sunday for all that He's done for you. As we leave the broadcast today, let me again remind you that we would be happy to have you come and visit the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church today at 10 o'clock. The textbook is the Bible, and there's a class for every member of your family. Then we would like to have you for the morning worship hour. My Thanksgiving message today entitled, Count Your Blessings. And then at the 7 o'clock evening worship hour, this timely message, Where is God? And what is God doing? What is God doing about the economic situation in the world? What is God doing about the tension in the Middle East? What is God doing about the universal problem of sin? These questions answered from the Word of God in the 7 o'clock message tonight. We invite you to come honor God on Thanksgiving Sunday with us at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to share the blessings of Thanksgiving Sunday with you and your family today. Until next Lord's Day, by means of radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.